主内的弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。今早晨讲员要分享的经文是取自于撒母耳记上第七章第十二节。找着了请听我来读。撒母耳将一块石头立在米示巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。读经到此。
今天早上我们很高兴有杨文强传道在我们当中与我们分享神的话语。今天早上的讲题是到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
那这时候我们就请杨传道到台上来为我们传讲今早的信息。
I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
As the year draws to a close, I wonder what is in our minds.
当一年来到了这个末后的时刻，我在想，我不知道我们当中，我们脑海里面所惦记的或者所挂念的是些什么呢？
There are perhaps many things that we will think about.
可能我们会想到许许多多的事情。
We will think about the scars and the marks that the year have left us.
那我们会想到这一年里面所留下的一些伤痕，一些痕迹。
Maybe some of us will think about the joys that we have experienced.
可能我们当中有一些人是想到我们所度过的美好的时光，我们的欢欣的时候。
Were there discouragements?
是不是有一些伤心的时刻呢？
Ambitions that were unfulfilled?
有一些意愿没有完成呢？
Or maybe you have been granted success by God's grace through these years?
还是在神的恩眷底下这一年里面你有许多成功的一些感到自己就是有成就的一些事情。
But whatever may have happened through the year,
无论一年发生了什么事，
this must still be the thought of God's people.
那我们是神的儿女，我们都应当有这样的一个想法。
Hitherto have the Lord helped us.
直到如今神帮助我们。
Whether in defeat,
无论是失败
，in success，
无论是成功
，in discouragements，
还是就是忧伤的时候
，in rejoicing，
或者是喜乐的时候
，all of God's people must say， hitherto have the Lord helped us。
那所有的神的儿女、神的子民都当说，直到如今，神都帮助了我们。
We are only here today because we are supported by God's divine presence。
我们之所以今天能够坐在这里，是因为神他的同在他支援着我们。
The only reason why we still have strength for today is because God has sustained us.
那之所以我们今天仍然有力气，是因为神的保守，神的眷顾。
Hitherto have the Lord help us. This is so precious to the Christian.
那如今耶和华都帮助我们这是何等可贵的，对基督徒来讲。
Now this phrase is said and found in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12.
这样的一句话就在撒母耳记第七章十二节当中我们看到。
Where the Bible tells us that Samuel took a stone.
那圣经是说到说撒母耳将一块石头
and then he placed it between Mizpeh and Shen.
那他把拿了这块石头，他就把它放在米斯巴跟善之中。
And he named it Ebenezer.
那他就把这个块石头把它称呼为以便以善以谢。
Ebenezer simply means rock of help.
那以便以谢的意思就是帮助我们的石头。
Okay, that is because it's found in the Hebrew language. It means a rock or a stone of help.
那因为这是用希伯来文来写的，那它的意思就是帮助之石。
And this is why Samuel then went on to say, this rock of help will be a testimony that up till this point in time, the Lord has helped us.
那因此撒母耳就这样讲，这个帮助之石，这个帮助我们的石头，那就是成为一个见证，说到说，直到如今，耶和华都帮助我们。
But do you know the circumstances behind the placing of the rock was a very discouraging one?
你知道吗？在撒母耳在安立这就是设立这个石头的时候，那个背景，那周围所发生的事情，实在是使人痛心的吗？
It was a very frightening one.
那实在是一个可怕的一件事情。
And this is the first thing we want to think about.
那这是我们首先要来思考的。
When we talk about up to this point in time,
那我们说到直到如今，
there is a looking back into the past.
那也就是说我们要回顾到过去。
When you turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 1,
那我们翻回撒母耳记上第四章第一节的时候，
We are taken back years to what happened here.
那我们就被带到许多年前，就在这里所记载的这事件。
There was a battle between the Philistines and the children of Israel.
那这里就是以色列人和非利士人有这样的一个战事。
And the Bible here in verse 1, it tells us that the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek.
那第四章第一节在这边就说，以色列人出去与非利士人打仗，安营在以便以谢，非利士人安营在亚弗。
When Samuel pitched and set up the stone of help in Ebenezer.
当撒母耳就是取了一块石头，在那里设立了这个以便以谢的时候，
the people were reminded of this place where they fought this battle.
那这些人就被提醒，他们曾在这个地方来打仗。
Now let me explain a little bit, because in 1 Samuel chapter 7, we are told that he called the place Ebenezer, or he called that stone Ebenezer. He named that place Ebenezer.
那让我们来稍微解释一下，因为在七章十二节那边他说，撒母耳称那个石头为以便以谢，也就是把那个地方起名为以便以谢。
So why is it in chapter 4 the place is already named Ebenezer?
那为什么在第四章这边已经把这个地方称为以便以谢呢？
The reason is because the writer is writing from hindsight, looking backwards to what happened.
那原因是圣经的作者是在事后在记述已经发生过的事情。
When the events that took place in 1 Samuel chapter 4, that place was not yet called Ebenezer.
那当在第四章的这件事件发生的时候，其实那个地方还不是叫做以便以谢的。
But by the time when the book of 1 Samuel was written,
然而当撒母耳记这卷书被注写下来的时候，
the writer was writing about these events that has happened.
那这个写书的作者他是在记述已经发生了的这件事情。
And by the time the book was written, that place is already called Ebenezer.
那当这卷书被写下来的时候，那个地方已经是被称为以便以谢。
This is why in chapter 4 verse 1, the Bible calls this place Ebenezer, when only in chapter 7, Samuel named the place Ebenezer.
那这也就是为什么在第四章这里，那圣经作者已经称那个地方为以便以谢，但是其实这地方在得到这个名字的时候，是就是在七章十二节的时候，撒母耳是这样称呼那地方。
But the important thing that we can note that this was a place of defeat.
那我们要就是特别要记得的，就是这个地方是他们打败仗的地方。
The children of Israel went out to battle with the Philistines.
那非利士人神的子民去跟非利士人来打仗。
And they were fighting a losing battle.
他们在这战役中他们失败了。
The Bible tells us that Israel was smitten before the Philistine.
那圣经告诉我们说，以色列人败在非利士人面前。
And in that day, about 4,000 men died.
那一天有大概4,000人啊，被的命被夺去。
Now the solution of the people immediately was to find the Ark of the Covenant.
那当时候这些人所想到的解决的方案就是说要就是去找那个约柜。
So Ebenezer now is not only just a place of defeat, it was also a place of sin.
那以便以谢不单是是他们打败仗的地方，也可以说是一个他们犯罪的地方。
Because the people took the Ark of the Covenant, they thought that this Ark had some superstitious power to it.
那因为当时候啊，神的子民就取了这个约柜，他们以为说约柜有什么特别的一些异常的能力。
And this was under the leadership of two wicked sons, the two wicked sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas.
那而且这是以利的两个儿子啊，他们在他们带领下以色列人这么做，他们以利的两个儿子名叫何弗尼和菲尼哈。
These were two priests who offered strange fire unto the Lord.
那这两个祭司，他们是在神面前来献燔火的。
When the people remembers Ebenezer,
当人纪念起这以便以谢的时候
，they remember a place of defeat.
他们想到的是一个打败仗的地方。
They remember a place of sin.
他们想到的是他们曾经犯罪的地方。
Now we know later what happened.
我们知道接下来发生的事情。
The children of Israel lost the battle, and the Ark of the Covenant was taken away from them to the land of the Philistines.
以色列人他们打败仗了，那约柜被非利士人给夺去了。
Eli hearing that, he fell to his death.
以利听到这坏消息的时候，他就从座位上跌下来而死了。
The reminder of the past is a fearful thing.
那当我们想到过去的时候，是一个可怕的事情。
You know, there are some people when they have certain bad experiences at certain places.
你知道有一些人，他们就是在一些地方有一些不好的经历。
They don't like to go back to these experiences.
当有这样的情况的时候，他们就不愿意回到去重新来经历这样的事情。
I mean, there are some recently in the newspaper it came out where in a place where there was a tsunami.
那最近在报章，那就有这样的一些报道，那么关于就是曾经发生过海啸的地方。
Some of the survivors who survived at the tsunami went because they were evacuated.
那当中有一些人在海啸中就是能够存留，那因为他们被救赎。
They were given the opportunity to revisit some of these places.
那他们就得到这样的一个机会，说回去回去去就是在探望这个地方。
It was a very emotional experience.
那真的是充满着悲伤的一个事情。
To look at the house that was once there,
就看说曾经在那里的家园。
To think about your neighbors, some of them who are no longer around,
就去想到说自己的这些邻居过去曾经存在的这些人。
Some of us don't like to look back to the past because it is a place of defeat.
我们当中有些人不愿意的回顾过去，因为那是一个失败的地方。
You know, when we come to the end of the year,
那当我们来到一年之末的时候，
it is a time for reflection.
是我们来就是重新就是检讨的时候。
And when you look back at the year that has just passed, what do you see?
当你在回顾 刚刚过去的这一年，你看到了什么呢？
How do you feel?
你感受到什么？
Are there these places of defeats?
是不是有一些失败的地方？
Are there also places of sin?
那是不是也有犯罪的地方呢？
Are there times of failures and disappointments and discouragements?
是不是有就是经历败仗的这样的一些感觉，或者说一些令你失望的时刻呢？
We can go all the way back to January.
那我们可以一直回溯到一月的时候。
We can think of the resolves.
那我们也可以来就是回想我们曾经所立的志。
And then when we think of those things, we think of the failed resolutions.
那当我们想到这些的时候，我们就会想到说我们在哪一些事情上并没有达到意愿。
How many times have we lost ourselves to the power of sin?
那有多少时候我们因为罪的权势我们失败了？
Sometimes we say, this year I resolve to control my temper, to watch my speech, to change the way I think.
那有的时候我们就说啊，今年我要立志就是来控制我的这个情绪，好叫我不随便的发怒。
But how so easily I'm overpowered by my emotions and by my sinful nature.
但是很快的，我就被我的情绪，被我的罪性给战胜了。
Do you remember these places of defeats?
你有没有你记不记得这些失败的地方？
Now the reminder of these things is not just to bring us to a point of depression.
那我们被提醒关于这些事情，不是要我们失去就是让我们失志。
But the reminder of these things is that so that it can further highlight how God has helped us.
那这样的事情被提起的时候，是让我们回想说神是怎么样的来帮助了我们。
Samuel said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us.
撒母耳说，到如今，直到如今，耶和华帮助我们。
When you think back to these past defeats and these places of sin,
当你回想这些过去的失败，还有这些犯罪的时刻，
then you must remember the Lord has been merciful, the Lord has helped us.
那你就应当想到说，神是何等的慈悲，他是怎么样的帮助我？
You see, when we come to chapter 7,
当我们来到第七节章的时候，
The Lord has worked in a mysterious way.
神用他奇妙的方式来行事。
The Ark of the Covenant was now being brought back to the land of Israel.
约柜已经被带回到以色列地了。
In chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible tells us, And the men of Kirjath Jearim came and fetched the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eliezer his son to keep the ark of the Lord.
那在第七章第一节就告诉我们说，基列耶林人就下来将耶和华的约柜接上去，放在山上亚比拿达的家中，分派他的儿子以利亚撒看守耶和华的约柜。
What was once a place of fear, of defeat, is now a place of rejoicing.
那一个曾经一度是令人感到沮丧、感到害怕的一个地方，却变成了欢欣的地方。
You notice that despite the sin of the children of Israel,
我们看到说，虽然以色列人已经犯了罪，
God is still faithful.
但是然而神仍然是信实的。
God still work his wonderful work.
神仍然就是行他奇妙的事。
This moved the children of Israel to lament.
这就使到这些以色列的百姓，他们就是这样的哀悼。
And this is where now in chapter 7 verse 3 Samuel says, If you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you and prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines.
那因此在第三节撒母耳就对以色列全家说，你若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录 从你们中间除掉，专心来归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。
And verse 4 says that then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only.
那第四节就告诉我们说，那以色列人就这样啊，以色列人就除掉啊朱巴利和亚斯他录，那单单的侍奉耶和华。
The reminder of these past things,
过去的这些事情，提醒了我们
，must move us to want to seek the Lord more even now.
好，提醒我们要就是来更是更多的来跟随。来靠近主。
You notice that it was in the place Ebenezer where Samuel placed this stone of help.
那我们发觉到说是在这个地方以便以撒是撒母耳就在那里来安放这个帮助的石头。
And this is the second thing we can think of.
那这是我们能够联想到的第二方面。
God is our present help.
神是我们随时的帮助。
Up to this point in time, has the Lord helped us?
那直到如今，耶和华帮助我们。
It is so amazing that by providence, the children of Israel from the point of defeat is now brought to a place of repentance.
很奇妙的就是，在神的眷顾底下，那以色列人就是从这失败的地方就带到欢欣欢呼的地方。
From the place of wickedness and sin, they are now brought into the presence of God.
那从这个失败、这个罪、犯罪的地方，那他们就被带到神的面前。
Up to this point, has the Lord helped us?
直到如今，耶和华都帮助我们。
No, when we look back at these past things,
我们回想着过去的事情的时候
，I wonder what fills your mind.
我不知道你脑海里面充满着什么。
There are some who may be overwhelmed by these thoughts.
可能我们当中是有的人已经被这样的一个想法给战胜了。
Looking back at the year may be a fearful thing.
然后回顾已经过去的一年是一个可怕的事情。
And sometimes when we look back at these regrets,
当我们就是想到这些我们感到懊悔的事情的时候
，we may feel sorrowful.
我们就会感到悲伤。
But what kind of sorrow is it?
到底是什么样的悲伤呢
？Is it a sorrow like that of Judas Iscariot?
是好像犹大加利人犹大加利人犹大的那样的一个悲伤吗
？Because there was a sorrow of death.
因为那是一个就是面向死亡的悲伤。
Or is it a sorrow of repentance?
那或者是一个悔改的悲伤呢？
This was the sorrow of Apostle Peter.
那这是使徒彼得他的悲伤。
And this is the sorrow of life.
那这是生命的悲伤。
But one big difference between the sorrow of Judas and the sorrow of Peter.
那在就是犹大的悲伤跟彼得的悲伤之间有一线之差。
Was that in all these things that Judas went through, Judas looked to himself.
因为犹大在经历他所经历的一切事情的时候，他只看到他自己。
But for Peter,
然而彼得呢
？He saw the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他却是看到主耶稣基督的脸。
I don't know what God's people may be thinking of when they consider the past year.
我不知道神的百姓是神的子民是在想到什么呢？当他回顾过去的一年。
But in all things, you must remember God.
然后在各样的事情上，你当想起神。
Were there embarrassments?
是不是有令人难堪的时候呢
？Were there words of regrets?
是不是有懊悔的时刻呢
？Things that you have said that you wish that you can take back.
那是不是有一些东西你说了，你觉得说你其实？不应当说的
places that you have gone that you wish that you would have never you would never go.
那是不是有一些地方你去了，你真的是后悔，觉得说你不当去那里
？How do you go through and deal with all these scars and marks?
那你是怎么样的来度过这些事？怎样的来
处理这些的伤痕呢
？Hitherto have the Lord help us.
直到如今，耶和华帮助我们。
It is to God we must look.
我们当来转眼来看神。
See, under the leadership and guidance of Samuel.
那在撒母耳的领导下
，He did not want the people to just continue lamenting.
那他不愿意这些人继续的在那里哀哭。
He wanted the people to seek God.
他要这些人来寻求神。
Now there's a sense where the seeking of God is not an easy thing.
寻求神在某个程度来看是不是件容易的事。
It's not easy because when we want to seek God, there will be enemies, there will be the opposition from the wicked one who will try to hinder our seeking of God.
不容易之所以不容易是因为当我们要寻求神的时候就有这恶者有仇敌他们就要想方设法的要拦阻让我们不能够寻求神。
You look, as the children of Israel gathered to seek God,
然后我们看到说当以色列的百姓他们聚集他们来寻求神的时候
They repented and they cried unto the Lord,
他们就是懊悔他们悔改他们来向神呼求的时候。
But what happened?
什么事情发生呢
？The Philistines gathered again.
腓力斯人就聚集了。
The Philistines took advantage of their gathering at Mizpeh.
那腓力斯人就趁着以色列人都聚集在米斯巴的时候，他们就来了。
And they sought now to trap the children of Israel unawares.
啊，他们想要说，就是要出其不意啊，就是让他们在不觉察的时候来攻击他们。
And this is the frightening thing because so often when God's people want to seek God,
那这是很可怕的事情。很多时候当神的百姓要来追寻神的时候
，there comes oppositions.
我们就看到阻力就来了。
And here the Philistines came.And the Bible tells us the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel in verse 10.
那在第十节我们就看到说圣经告诉我们说这些腓力斯人就趋近他们就是要来攻占以色列人了。
Now the picture here is very vivid.
那在这里给我们一个很生动的画面。
It was as Samuel was offering up the burnt offerings.
那就在撒母耳正在献燔祭的时候。
It was at this point where Samuel made the resolve.
就在撒母耳在为他们立志的时候
，As Samuel has taken the suckling lamb and he was offering it just at this point, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel.
就在撒母耳取了那羊羔要来献祭的时候，就在这一时刻，那腓力斯人就来靠近以色列人。
I know some Christians are afraid.
我知道有些基督徒是很害怕的。
Because we say, how often have we resolved?
那有多少时候我们立志
？How often have we tried to seek the Lord?
有多少时候我们想要寻求神
？But then we find ourselves so weak and failing so quickly.
那我们却发觉到自己是何等的软弱，很快的就失败了。
But hitherto have the Lord helped us.
那呢，到如今耶和华帮助我们。
This is the comfort for Samuel.
这是撒母耳所得到的安慰。
The Bible tells us that immediately after this, the Lord himself thundered with a great thunder, and he defeated the enemies of Israel.
那圣经就告诉我们说，就在那之后呢，耶和华大发雷声，那就他就把这些以色列的仇敌给打败了。
You know, one of the reasons why I believe that many Christians continue to live in defeat despite their resolve.
那我在想，许多基督徒之所以是会失败的一个原因
is because they trust in their resolve.
那他们失败是因为他们只信靠自己所立的志。
They commit themselves to the Lord. They resolve that from this year onwards, it will be a different year. I will change my life.
那他们就这样的立志说我在这新的一年里面我就是全心全意的来改变改变我的生命。
They say that these things that I used to do, I resolve now to not do it anymore.
那他们就这样子说，这个过去我所做的事情，我现在开始我就立志不再做了。
These things that I have not been doing, now I will do it more and more.
那这些我过去没有做的，那现在我就更多的来做。
I have not been showing compassion, now I resolve to be kinder.
那我没有显恩慈，那现在我立志啊，我要更善待其他的。
I used to be filled with arrogance and pride, now I resolve to be more humble.
那我曾经是很高傲傲慢的，那我现在立志我要谦卑我自己。
Now there's nothing wrong with the desire to change.
那我们有这样要改变的这样的渴望是没有错的。
But the problem is, if you want to be a better parent, you want to be a better husband, you want to be a better friend, and if you think that by your resolve, you can change yourself and you can succeed, then you are mistaken.
那不过如果你是要靠着自己的这样的励志来使到自己成为一个更好的丈夫、更好的长辈、更好的朋友的话，那靠着自己你肯定要失败了。
But you must trust that the Lord will help you.
但是你要相信说耶和华必定会帮助。
Is God not our present help?
难道神不是我们随时的帮助吗？
You know, Samuel's resolve and his vision was a very simple one.
那撒母耳这样的一个例子啊，他所看到的是一个很简单的一件事。
Hitherto have the Lord help us.
他所看到的是到如今耶和华帮助我们。
It is the Lord.
是耶和华是主。
I also know that this Mandarin congregation has gone through difficult times in the past.
我也知道说我们的华语崇拜也经过一些艰苦的时刻。
I've heard the sharings of some of how through these recent years there were various struggles.
有一些人跟我分享在过去这几年华语崇拜是怎么经过何等的挣扎。
Struggles to find the right leader.
那就是要寻求适当的领袖。
Struggles to remain faithful.
要继续追求在就是忠于神。
Struggles with the personal lives of individual members.
那还有各个会有自己各自的一些生活上的一些挣扎。
Struggles to grow.
那为着成长来挣扎。
All these different kinds of struggles.
那这一切不同的挣扎。
But there's only one thing that you must look at.
有一样事情是你必须看到的。
The Lord has helped us.
耶和华帮助我们。
If you think that by looking at the plannings for the next year, the activities for the next year,
那如果你以为说我们来看来怎么样的计划明年的一些活动，我们来看明年有些什么样的活动。
If you think that just by your meetings,
那你以为说只要靠着你们所开的会议
，these things can bring about success, then you are mistaken.
那你以为说这些就能够使我们成功，那你是大错特错了。
If you think that it's to your own resolve that you can look to,
那你以为说由你用你自己的方式你就是专注于自己的方式。
Then we will fail.
那肯定要失败。
It's only because the Lord has helped us.
那唯有一个必胜的因素就是耶和华帮助我们。
And actually, this is the third thing, the future expectations.
那这是第三方面，就是关于将来的这些期盼。
There is now a looking forward.
那现在就有展望将来。
You see the picture here that Samuel presents to us.
我们看到撒母耳所要带给所要刻画的那个画面。
He walked to the very place of defeat.
他去到那个失败的地方。
And at this place of discouragement and disappointment,
那就在这个令人感到沮丧，就是痛心的地方，
he placed a stone very deliberately.
他就刻意的就安设了一块石头。
He placed this stone as a continual reminder to God's people that God has been our help and will continue to be our help.
那他刻意的这样的安排，就是让这些人知道说。 神一直以来都是我们的帮助，他在将来也继续会帮助我们。
Do you know these past places of defeats in our lives must be a testimony of God's future working?
你要知道说，这些就是关系到过去失败的这些地方，应当是成为神工作将来神行事的一个明证。
I do not know what the new year will hold for all of us.
我不知道在新的一年里面会有什么事情，对我们当中会有什么事情发生。
I do not know for if the Lord tarries, where will we be in the new year?
那若神许可，就是主仍然还不再来，还没有来的话，我们在新的一年里面会在。
Some may be entering a new phase in life.
那有一些人可能进入生命的新的一个阶段。
They are graduating from secondary school to college or poly.
他们就是从中学毕业了，要进入就是初级学院或者是公益学院。
Most of you here look older. I don't think there are any secondary school students.
在座的这里，多数人都看来比较年长，我相信没有一个是中学生。
Or you may be graduating from studying to working life.
或者你是已经结束了你的学业的生涯，要开始工作了。
You are graduating from being husband and wife to parents.
或者是你们已经开始要有孩子了。
Or from parents to grandparents.
或者是有些人已经开始成为祖父祖母了。
Or from grandparents to great-grandparents.
或者是从祖父祖母升级到曾祖父曾祖母。
I don't know what next year will be like.
我不知道新的一年会是怎么样的。
But there are a few things that we can know what next year may be like.
但是有一些事情 我们确实可以知道说新的一年将会是怎么样的。
Will there be battles?
那当中会有征战吗？
Definitely.
肯定有。
For the church, there will be battles that they will have to fight.
对教会来讲，肯定是有一些要去参与的征战。
They will have to continue to fight the battle against sin and unbelief. They have to fight the battles of false doctrines and heresy.
那教会仍然要继续来跟罪恶、跟不信、跟背道、跟这些错的教导来征战。
For Christians as individuals, there will be battles that we have to fight.
那对各个基督徒个人来讲，我们也有我们要征战的。
And our faith will be tested.
我们的信心将受到考验。
But that's the wonderful thing, isn't it?
但是，然而这却是。 一个美好的事情，不是吗？
We have an Ebenezer.
因为我们有着以便以色列。
When we see how God has sustained us thus far,
当我们看到说神一直以来是怎么样的来保守着我们。
In these places where this stone of help has been raised,
那就在这些不同的地方，这个帮助之石被设立了。
Are they not testimonies to God's faithfulness and how He will continue to help us even through the next year?
那这些不就是神帮助我们的明证吗？而且是他将会继续来帮助我们，让我们进入新的一年。
Will there be more trials?
会不会有更多的磨练呢？
Will there be more toils?
会不会有更多要去劳苦的事情呢？
Will there be more slandering?
那会不会面对更多的一些 一些的
backbiting,
一些的
people talk bad about you,
一些的诽谤呢?
Would there be more politics at work?
那在工作场合是不是要面对更多的这些政治, 事情呢?
Would there be more deep waters that you have to cross?
是不是有更多更深的水, 水道你要经过的呢?
Would there be more diseases?
是不是有更多的疾病呢?
Would there be more fears?
是不是有更多的恐惧呢?
But God is our Ebenezer.
然而, 神是我们的以便以谢。
The stone of help, the stone is a permanent thing.
是我们帮助之石, 石头是一个, 就是永, 能够持久的样子, 一个事物。
It's something that is strong and secure.
是坚固, 这是刚强的。
Yet we know that although a stone may be so strong and secure, people can break it down.
那虽然, 石头是这么的坚固, 但是人还是, 我们知道人也是可以把它摧毁。
But God is our Ebenezer.
但是神是我们的以便以谢。
Our abiding fortress.
那是我们, 居住的这个山寨。
Our strength, our strong tower.
是我们的力量, 是我们的高台。
Our buckler and our shield.
它是我们的盾牌, 是我们的护心镜。
It is God who is our help.
是神是我们的帮助。
God has helped us up to this point.
神直到如今都帮助我们。
Will God not continue to help us?
难道神不会继续帮助我们吗?
This is the comfort that Christians can have.
这是基督徒所能够得到的安慰。
Look back.
我们回顾。
Look to the present.
我们就是展望将来。
Look to the future.
我们看, 环顾现在, 我们展望将来。
But in all your looking,
那无论我们, 是看雷, 我们在看各个方向的时候,
Look to God, your Ebenezer.
我们要记得我们要, 就是, 看到神, 就是他是我们的以便以谢。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious and loving, merciful Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱，满有恩慈，我们在天上的父神。
As this year draws to a close,
当这一年来到末了的时候,
So many thoughts are in our minds and our hearts.
我们在心思意念中, 有许许多多的 这些挂念。
We wonder, what have we done for thee?
我们, 真的是不知道自己为主你做了什么。
Have we done enough?
是我们已经做得足够了吗?
Oh Lord, sometimes we feel so guilty.
神, 有的时候我们感到, 就是, 感到, 真的是有罪恶感。
And when we look back, sometimes we feel so tired.
有的时候我们回顾的时候，我们也感到疲乏。
But yet, when we look at the past year,
然而，当我们在看过去的这些年日里，
we still see that you are our Ebenezer.
我们仍然看到你是我们的以便以谢。
We are only here today because you have helped us.
我们之所以今天会存留在这里，是因为你已经帮助了我们。
Even the very life that we have is only by thy grace.
即使是我们的生命，也是靠着你的恩典得以存留的。
O Lord, forgive us if we have so often looked only to ourselves.
主啊, 求主你饶恕我们, 如果我们只是, 我们时常只是看到自己。
And we only look at all these disappointments and discouragements.
我们只看到这些令人伤心, 令人失去志气的事情。
But we fail to look to thee.
但是我们却没有, 就是把眼光, 放在你的身上。
It's to thee that we now look.
我们这时候就是要转眼来仰望你。
Our stone of help.
因为你是我们帮助之石。
It's in thee we trust.
是我们要信靠你。
We have no strength of our own.
我们自己是没有力量的。
Our minds are weak.
我们的心思意念是何等的脆弱。
And we know by ourselves that we cannot sustain through the new year.
我们知道靠着我们自己，我们是不可能持续到新的一年里。
But O Lord, Thou art our God.
然而，主啊，你是我们的神。
We pray that you will comfort your people with this thought.
我们求主，你用这样的一个心思来安慰你的子民。
Some who may have been going through certain trials and are still going through struggles.
我们当中可能有一些人已经正在经历一些的磨难，一些的磨练，仍然要面对这些事情。
We pray that they will look to thee as their stone of help.
我们期盼他们真的是会来转眼仰望你，因为你是他们帮助之时。
For those who have been tasting of victory,
那在我们当中那些曾经得胜的，
We pray you also help them to look to thee as the stone of help.
我们也求主你帮助他们，让他们能够就是转眼仰望你因为你是他们帮助他们的石头。
We thank thee that thou art our God.
我们感谢主，因为你是我们的神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.